have gotten. And they say, yeah, but you know, John Nelson Darby had his issues, and C.I. Schofield had issues, and you know, Peter Ruckman, he had his failures and his issues, but you know, at the end of the day, we can still learn from these men. At the end of the day, we can still glean wisdom from these teachers. Really? You know, do men gather grapes of thorns? Well, can you get figs of thistles? Can we glean wisdom and proper fruits from these corrupt trees?
You cannot, according to them, understand doctrine. You can't understand the Bible. You can't understand basic salvation without having an understanding of dispensationalism.
You know, they'll say, well, you know, I don't agree with C.I. Schofield and the fact that he believed and taught the gap theory.
Right.
But you know what? I do believe in Zionism. I do believe that the Jews are God's chosen people.
Who can bring a clean doctrine out of an unclean tree such as John Nelson Darby? Not one. Who can bring a clean doctrine out of an unclean resource such as C.I. Schofield and Peter Ruckman? Not one.
Is it possible to extract good doctrine from a bad tree? Well, according to Matthew 7, it's impossible.
Amen.
Why? Because you can't get good fruit from a bad tree. And you know what? John Nelson Darby was a bad tree.
We can't do it with Joseph Smith. We can't do it with Charles Taze Russell. We can't do it from Joel Osteen or from any other corrupt tree. So John Nelson Darby, C.I. Schofield, and Peter Ruckman are not the exception.
You see, they're saved people. Baptists. Saved. They believe in once saved, always saved. But they're being deceived by the dispensationalists. Because they've been ingrained to think and to believe the subject regarding the Jews. They've been ingrained to think and to believe this matter of the pre-tribulation rapture, this false fallacy of the church age, and the false teaching of the misconception of the times of the Gentiles, and all these teachings that have been ingrained in them. They think they're being disloyal to the Bible by not believing in those things. No, you're actually adhering to the Bible if you reject those things.
Amen.